Everfree Guardian, Chapter 5, Misunderstood. December had finally rolled around. With the threat of the dragons coming and going, with some hiccups here and there, Nate was finally ready to integrate himself back into his normal everyday routine, much to the delight of the Apple family and the tearful joy of Fluttershy. His reunion with the two didn't come without consequences for leaving them forgotten for the 2 weeks that he's been away. Fluttershy had practically smacked him into saying that he'll stay, making him promise to never leave like he did again. Applejack, equally upset, put him to work much harder for the same amount of time that he's been gone, giving him the bare minimum time to relax and unwind after a hard day before he got back to it. Once the punishment was over, things settled and the trio were once again satisfied. Nate had been privy to the knowledge of what happened to the Griffin. After she recovered in the hospital and was stable enough to move, she was quickly taken back to Griffinstone, her homeland. With the damage Nate caused and the way her beak was cracked and chipped, there were some irreversible damages that would affect the Griffin's life tremendously. Applejack and Fluttershy inquired why Nate was more violent than usual. In most cases, he would beat the threat down, but leave them intact, or in the other extreme, he would make a killing blow quick and painless. But why did that change now? Well, they didn't like their answer. In the past, the first thing Nate could react was the lashing of talons that reached him as the Griffin closed in, scratching him up as she forced him around and pressed him against the sink. All the while, he was struggling and fighting ferociously. A kick to the shins made Gilda wince, the feathered feminine creature hissing, as she held him down by his neck, her beak drooling with lust and a thirst for payback.
Stop fighting me!
She leaned over him as she got in between his legs, keeping him from kicking at her as she purred hotly into his ear.
Just let this happen.
She licked the side of his face passionately, tasting skin and little ticks of hair in his sideburns. Growling, Nate threw his other arm up, elbowing her in the side and shoving himself upwards. This threw the Griffin off, allowing him to turn and begin struggling with her as she grabbed him again, slamming him up against the wall multiple times in an attempt to daze him. Her outstretched arms gave Nate a wide opening to throw his fists, beating them across her face and jaw violently before grappling onto her and pushing back. The more this dragged on, the bloodier the two got. Gilda had already had a black eye and bits of her feathers were torn to shit, and Nate had received a gash down his face, which just barely missed his eye, and a deep cut in his left arm. Blood drizzled from the wound as Gilda gained the upper hand, shoving the human to the wall and grabbing him by his hoodie. Throwing him through one of the stalls, he collided with a plumbing behind the toilet, a sharp end cutting into his lower back and grinding up past the spine. He roared in the agony that followed the slice, then pushed against Gilda as she followed him in and pressed him against the spike. She licked and nibbled at him as she tore off various parts of his jeans, shredding them as he continued to fight her.
Stop teasing me already, you little shit! This is happening whether you like it or not!
Nate continued to push and kick at Gilda, losing his standing as the spike made moving difficult. The more he fought, the more he found himself losing, and a lingering feeling of emptiness and helplessness hollowed his heart. His conscience flashed various images through his vision as he fought against the mythical creature. Being held down and forced to take it, forced to watch, it was something Nate knew very well, and it broke him just to see those images alone resurface. Losing his shit almost immediately, the world around Nate cracked and broke away as he let out a slow howl that turned into a shrill cry of ballistic rage. Lifting his legs back, uncaring of the pain as his pupils shrunk within the sudden lack of sanity, he kicked Gilda out of the stall and rushed after her in a fit. Back in the present, that was the extent of what he could remember before he screamed like he never screamed before, and everything went white. Fluttershy didn't know what to make of it, but Applejack knew almost instantly what Nate had gone through. Being in a large family, there were bound to be problems. Namely, with post-traumatic stress. She has plenty of relatives who come and go either out of the kingdom or into someplace dangerous, but they don't ever come back the same. They sometimes experience episodes like what Nate has, though they were never quite as violent and messy. She wasn't a doctor, but her knowledge of the disorder was on par with one. She'd know if any pony had post-traumatic stress the second that she saw them go through the trigger. In Nate's case, it appears to be extreme stress. But where did that PTSD come from? Did something happen on his planet that caused him to be like he is now? These were thoughts Applejack knew wouldn't be answered for some time. So she let it go for now, and opted to keep an eye on him, especially if others aggravated his temper. However, what had both Fluttershy and Applejack angry was the fact that Gilda attacked him, not just in a physical sense, but in a sexual way as well. It made what she faced in the aftermath almost deserving, had it not been for their good natures as ponies telling them that the extensive violence wasn't necessary. Nevertheless, the motherly Fluttershy and the big sis Applejack weren't going to let that griffin go without a few new welts and missing teeth the next time that they saw her, which they hoped wasn't anytime soon. Nate, on the other hand, fell back into normalcy almost immediately. He found himself enjoying being in the company of his two friends and one's family after being away for so long. However, he was not ready to go back into Ponyville. Even if some people knew of his existence now, he wasn't going to risk interaction this time around. Not after what happened last time. Luckily, his image in the public eye had brightened. Apparently, that pop singer that he saved from the dragons was a popular figure amongst the musicians of Equestria. Her name was Songbird Serenade, and she was making her newest hit at the time of her kidnapping. With her return, she'd curbed the lyrics and changed some of the tempo to fit a more tribute-based song dedicated to the hero that she and many others owe their lives to. Needless to say, it was a huge hit, and earned Nate a title in the newspapers. Everfree Guardian destroys Dragon Breeding Ground and rescues over 30 victims. Songbird Serenade pays tribute by releasing her newest album, Rainbow, which is dedicated to the heroism of this mysterious stallion. Nate wasn't sure what to feel when it came to the new name, nor the positive attention that he was receiving when his name or his title were brought up. But when he finally decided to come out and meet the ponies for real, it'll be nice to have friendly faces than scowling ones. Hell, the quotes recorded in the newspaper showed that his work in the Everfree Forest and Everfree Mountain had a major impact on what the bulk of Equestria thought of him. He just hoped that he wouldn't have to do a meet and greet with the princess anytime soon. That's a disaster waiting to happen. All of this happened in the span of a week or so. Now Nate's just relaxing. He's gone back to work, visited Fluttershy, and has been doing relatively good ever since he's healed from his endeavors in and out of Ponyville. But something is wrong today. Everything was quiet. No pony was around. Not a Sweet Apple Acres, not a Ponyville, not even a Fluttershy's. Nate rose an eyebrow as he walked up the dirt path to Fluttershy's bridge, glancing around as he found his friend's animal pals running about, but no sign of their caretaker. Stepping up to her yard, his presence caught the attention of the little critters, who all chittered and yelped happily at him. Kneeling down as a few chipmunks, ducks, and even Angel came running up to him, Nate smiled through his hood as he petted the latter and held his hand out to the others.
Hey there, you little bastards. What are you doing out here all on your own?
A few chirps and shrill squeeze were all he got in response, not really clarifying the situation as Nate can't communicate with these creatures the same way Fluttershy can. However, Angel seemed to be aware of this, hopping in place to get his attention. Looking over at him, he pointed to Ponyville.
Wait, she's in town? Why would she go to Ponyville and leave you all out on your own? It doesn't seem like her.
He looked back down at the critters as the largest of the bunt, Harry the Grizzly Bear, brushed his snout against the human. Nate could tell something was up. Aside from being happy that he was here, all the animals were anxious, afraid of something. This was all wrong. The animals never exhibited this kind of behavior when around the cottage, nor has Fluttershy left them alone like this. Standing up, Nate looks towards Ponyville. He wasn't keen on re-entering the town and had even made it his mission to avoid going anywhere near that place for a good while. But this was important. Fluttershy, for all he knew, was missing, and it affected her creature friends greatly. Angel hopped up in his pant leg, crawling up to the hem of his jeans and popping out onto his shirt. Climbing up to his shoulder, the bunny was insistent on coming along, pointing ahead to the town Nate was intending on avoiding. Taking a breath, he patted Harry's head away as he moved to leave.
Stay here, little guys. I'll see where your caretaker's gone.
A few cries and even a groan from Harry acknowledged Nate's demand, a lot of them going back to what they were doing as Nate left. Turning on the path, he walked away from the forest his home was in, strolling down to the southern entrance to Ponyville, with Angel riding on his shoulder. Stuffing his hands in his pockets, he could see things were already off in the town as well. Not only was there a lack of the usual bustling noise that he'd always catch whenever passing, but there was also a lack of anyone. The presence of ponies was nil. No one was around, and Ponyville was a ghost town. Buildings and homes were boarded up with wooden planks on the windows and bolted shut doors. It looked as if the town was facing its own Walking Dead episode, but the question was why? As Nate walked through the town, his mind cycled through the various threats that could cause a village like this to shut down. Could the dragons have come back?
No, that couldn't be right. If they were here, Ponyville would be in shambles, and wooden planks and iron bolts can't keep them out.
Everything was stable here, so maybe there was a creature from the Everfree terrorizing the town?
It's possible.
Nate's been in those woods for a good while now, and he's had his fair share of encounters with the more dangerous horrors that lurk within. Turning the corner, the human found himself back in the shopping district. Like everywhere else, the place was abandoned. Stalls were left unattended with the merchandise still there, fresh and ripe. Whatever was going on in Ponyville is a reason if the vegetables and fruits were still good to eat. Nate looked up at Angel as he drew his attention away from the corn on one of the stalls, following the stubby arm that he was pointing to a finger in the middle of town square. It was, to his knowledge, a pony. She was cloaked in a brown hood, which obscured most of her body, though Nate could make out a few defining features whenever her arms or legs were exposed. This was no pony, but a zebra. And to him, it was a familiar one. Quite a lot to look back on and think about. Also, I see a very prevalent thing of Zecora popping up in Delta Omega stories. Not that I'm complaining, it's actually really nice. Anyways, let's get on to our Saints of Donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J10 Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Twinkie. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mortred, Omicron Lyrae, Will, Chris, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Cadge, RuneLife9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Perkett, Drake Lovedragon, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hudzaza, Convair, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.